But the news Lisa has been telling us about from the United States, Donald Trump's former campaign manager, Paul Manafort, agreeing a plea deal to avoid a second trial, will go live to LBC's US correspondent Simon Marks is in Washington. What's happened, Simon?
Well, as we speak, Eddie, Paul Manafort is in that courtroom here in Washington, D.C., and he is about to plead guilty to a variety of charges, this on the eve of what was going to be his second trial. Remember that last month he was convicted in a first trial in Virginia, just outside Washington, on eight charges of bank and tax fraud. In that jurisdiction, he's facing a possible jail sentence of 80 years. A second trial was then going to take place here in Washington, D.C., about Paul Manafort's activities as a foreign lobbyist, a lobbyist who was working for the government of Ukraine and other governments around the world. On the eve of that trial beginning, he is pleading guilty to a range of counts, including conspiracy, witness tampering, money laundering, tax fraud, failure to come clean about the existence of overseas bank accounts, failure to register as a foreign agent, obstructing to justice, and lying to investigators. But as a result of this plea bargain, we are hearing that prosecutors, namely the special prosecutor Robert Mueller, digging into ties between Donald Trump's campaign and the Russians, has accepted that Paul Manafort should spend no more than 10 years in jail. Now, what we don't know is the extent to which Paul Manafort is providing Robert Mueller with any information relating to things that went on during the Trump election campaign, because the crimes with which Paul Manafort has been charged all relate to alleged criminality that occurred before Paul Manafort was Donald Trump's campaign director, long before, in fact, the 2016 election campaign got underway. There's a challenge in all of this to President Trump, who just last month said that he admired Paul Manafort for not having engaged in what Donald Trump described as flipping, in other words, striking plea agreements with prosecutors, very much like the one that Paul Manafort today is striking. Here's what Donald Trump had to say on the Fox News Channel last month about that whole idea of flipping.
It's called flipping, and it almost ought to be illegal. You get 10 years in jail, but if you say bad things about somebody, in other words, make up stories, if you don't know, make up stories, they just make up lies.
Now, Paul Manafort had been banking, I think, on President Trump to pardon him. Quite how President Trump will react to this news that Mr. Manafort, his former campaign director, now seems in some fashion to be cooperating with the special prosecutor, Robert Mueller. Well, I suspect we'll find out what the reaction is going to be by monitoring the president's Twitter account over the next few hours.
Simon Marks with the very latest live from Washington, D.C.